You're listening to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden.
These are some staggering, shocking, and really, quite honestly, depressing numbers here. Almost a third of Americans have nothing saved for retirement. There's a new study that also found that 40% don't contribute to any form of retirement fund, and 30% don't ever expect to retire. Many experts blame the widespread, financial literacy gap and the failure to balance immediate financial needs with long-term savings goals. Bottom line, we're not educated enough, Kevin. We're not doing what we need to be doing. We're not saving, and then we think we're not going to be able to retire. How do you come in and fix this situation?
Well, again, Jess, you said it before, we're all about building that financial plan, educating you on the different tools that are available for you to create a retirement plan so that when you are ready to retire, or maybe you can't go back to work, your body's physically or you're mentally not able to get up and do it again, you have the resources to continue to get that income that you need in order to survive. Because retirement planning, Jess, I say it all the time, it's nothing more than cash flow and liquidity. You need money coming in the household every month in order to pay the bills, because face it, Jess, you can't do anything without it costing you something. You get in your car, you got to put gas in the car. You go out to dinner, you got to pay the bill after you eat. All that costs money. So where's that money come from? How do we get that money? We replace the paychecks that we're getting today while we're working in retirement so that we have that money coming in. We don't have to worry about, am I going to be able to pay the electric bill or the gas bill? It just comes in every month. So that's what we do here. We show you how to create that plan so that you can create that income, so that you can have that money till the day you die. And it's interesting, Jess, we talk about people not having enough for retirement, not saving enough for retirement. And, now is a very critical time because the market is at an all-time high. So think of yourself sitting at a crap table and you have these chips stacked up in front of you. You have this amounts of money just sitting on the table. Well, at some point, Jess, you got to start taking some of that money off the table, put it in your pocket so that you don't lose all that money. You don't give it all back to the house, right? So again, this is what we do here at Madden Wealth Advisors. We show you how to create and how to protect and how to grow that money over time.
It is springtime. I know you're getting that boat up and ready, which means a lot of folks are up there, doing a little spring cleaning, whether it's spring cleaning the boat or spring cleaning the house or the garage. Yeah. And the thing is, we can do the same with our finances, and we can do the same with tax-deferred retirement accounts. Christine Benz from Morningstar Financial website, this is her take on that.
Many people have leftover 401ks, perhaps left behind at the old company, or they have rollover IRAs at various firms. These accounts together represent a major consolidation opportunity, where oftentimes the best strategy from the standpoint of streamlining is to consider merging all of those accounts together into a single mega IRA. And that makes it super simple to keep tabs on that account and allows you to silo that account with a single investment provider.
Okay, well, it sounds simple enough. I'm sure it goes deeper than that. Kevin, is this something that you recommend for your clients?
It's actually very interesting, Jess, because I just sat with a couple that came in last week, Bill and Jennifer, right? So they were at a workshop. They came in, and the attraction was they didn't have a financial plan, right? They do have buckets of money, I call it, right? And, The buckets of money are all these past IRA accounts, 401k accounts that they had from previous employers that they actually rolled into their current retirement plan with their current employer, right? So what I was talking to them about was, hey, maybe we should take it back and put it into an IRA status. Now we have the ability to self-manage this in a variety of different strategies, whether you want to be aggressive, whether you want to be conservative, whether we want to start looking at putting the money into some of these guaranteed income sources now so that, 4 or 5 years when Jennifer doesn't want to work anymore, right, that guaranteed income payment is going to be a lot higher, few years from now than it will be today. So again, by us sitting down and looking at what they had and analyzing what they had, we're able now to build a strategy for them so that when she does retire, she's just going to have to flick a switch and all of a sudden that income is replaced for the rest of her life.
And we've talked about this before, Kevin, how people that have that income, that guaranteed income coming in every month, they're happier in retirement too, and no stress.
happier, and it is proven. There is a statistic out there that, and if anyone wants to know where to look it up, give me a call. I'll give you the website. But people do live longer when they have guaranteed income because of that lack of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you want the stress-free retirement, if you want more information about guaranteed income, and as we talked about here, these tax-deferred strategies, because we talked about it before, right? It's not about what you have. It's about what you keep, right?
Yes, yes. And think about it, Jess. I mean, where are you going to get the money from in retirement, right? You can put it in the stock market, and we're not against the stock market. We do manage money here. That is one side of our business. But think about it. When you're taking withdrawals from a market condition where the market drops by 5%, the market drops by 8%, and you're taking out, you know, the 4% rule or the 3% rule that everyone is accustomed or hearing about, you know, that's a big hit on your money. Are you necessarily going to make that back next year so that you can take that 3 or 4% out again? So that cocktail, you know, starts to mix and it starts to become a problem because now you're starting to spend down that principal, you know, faster than you anticipated. So again, guaranteeing some of this money where you don't have to play that market game. I mean, I get the market is at a high right now. It is, you know, it's been doing very well for the last, say, 8 months, but it doesn't happen and it doesn't continue all the time. So having some of that guarantee really puts your mind at ease. It really takes stress off of that portfolio where, okay, the market dropped. Maybe I won't take the money out of that account. You know, I have the guaranteed sources coming in, or maybe, you know, instead of taking 4% out, I'll take 2% out. It won't have that big of an effect on the money going forward.
You know her as the personal finance guru, Susie Orman, of course. She spoke recently with a list that should take some of the fear out of the scary headlines that you keep hearing about and reading about when it comes to Social Security. Kevin, what I'm going to do, I'm going to run down a couple of these items on the list here, and I want to get your response. Number one here, Social Security will not run out of money. Number two, if they raise the retirement age, it would not affect those on the verge of retirement. Number three, if you want a bigger check, you can wait until age 70 to claim. Number four, if you need the money sooner, you should take it. It's all about what your choice is. And number five, married couples have a number of strategies that can help increase benefits. What do you think, and would you add anything here?
Again, Jess, it's all about having that plan. You know, have that plan that incorporates Social Security into the plan that shows you the benefits of taking it now, deferring it later. Like it says, if you're married and you want to take one of the spousal benefits and the other one keeps deferring theirs, and then wait to age 65, wait to age 70. Again, winging it and just guessing at it, Jess, it's not going to give you the best results. Mm-hmm. Understanding and implementing it into a, you know, a spreadsheet where you can visually see the differences and you can calculate the differences and you can make a decision on it, an intelligent decision on it, is what it's all about. So again, Social Security, I say this all the time, it's not going away. It can't go away because most people, a lot of people, are relying on it for their retirement benefits. In fact, it has become a main source of people's retirement benefit, right? It used to be for disability. Now it's a form of retirement for people in their retirement years. Mm-hmm. So the government's not going to let it go away because, again, people would have no money. So they're going to figure out something, whether they raise the ages, whether they reduce some of the benefits. But in all, there will be some type of a benefit for you. So the key is to get the most of it, right? Get the best benefit you can get at the time that you need it or at the time that you want it. So again, with proper planning and having an actual plan, you can see it all laid out, how everything is going to be affected and how everything should work going forward.
And again, this all begins with you having a conversation and talking about these things like, hey, I keep hearing Social Security is going away. What does that mean for me? Or when do I claim? How do I claim? And just a reminder, guys, there is over 500 different claiming strategies. This is not a simple, do you want option A, B, or C, right? This is a big deal. How you claim, when you claim, it all depends on your financial situation, your marital situation, when and how you need the money. And having this discussion about your Social Security options is crucial in how it also plays a part into the other side, the other part of the puzzle there for your retirement, right? So doing that Social Security optimization report, deciding on when and how to claim your Social Security and how it fits in that income plan is crucial. Good news is we're going to do the Social Security optimization report for you. Again, it's going to be complimentary. You know, back to Susie here. She talks about Social Security. You know, it's not going to run out of money, and it is a guaranteed stream of income. And, you know, Kevin, another topic that she is passionate about when it comes to guaranteed income is the A word, annuities.
She's got some opinions on them. So we use this clip, Jess, in our workshop because, again, you know, we want to give some third party, you know, credibility. But I agree totally with what she says in this clip.
Here's the thing. It's not that I don't like all annuities. There are some annuities that I like. I like single premium deferred annuities. I like if you're older and you have a medical condition, sometimes I like medical annuities. The annuities that I do not like are variable annuities. A variable annuity is like a mutual fund owned by an insurance company within the contract, because it's a contract, it's an annuity. Oh, it gets so complicated there. You know, I've written about this in great lengths in my books, on my website, so you can go there and find the information that you want. However, this is what you need to know. Just stay away from variable annuities and you'll be just fine.
Kevin, and as you mentioned here, you play this clip at your educational workshops. By the way, you have one coming up next week on the 18th and 23rd, focusing on this very topic, annuities. Just share your thoughts here about Susie and about what you cover in this event.
So, Jess, you know, Rich and Rob and I, you know, we basically came to the decision that let's just do a workshop on annuities because they become so popular, they become so complicated that let's just throw some facts out to the people. Let's educate the people on how they work, right? And I do agree with Susie. There are some annuities that we like and there are some annuities that we do not like. So that's what we do in the presentation. We basically break down several different types of annuities and how they work and then, you know, the positives and the negatives. But what is really cool, Jess, is in the end, I actually show two scenarios where we use annuities in our planning process, in our retirement roadmap strategy, right? Where I implement a guaranteed income source into the retirement roadmap and it improves their probability score, you know, like 30% more than if they didn't use it. And then the other scenario, I take a more of a conservative approach with annuities where we're not using it for income. We're just using it to protect money and not lose money. And you know, the effect on the risk of the overall portfolio comes down and the, you know, probability on that increases. So again, it's not about, you know, selling annuities. It's about showing you how they can work and how they can be successful in one's retirement plan. And again, I say it all the time and I say it in the workshops, Jess, if you buy the right annuity for the right reason, you're not going to be disappointed. So if you know you're going to need income, you should look at using one of these products for some income, if not, you know, all of your retirement income, because you need the income. So why not look at it? Why not educate yourself on how it works? Because it will, again, we talked about it, relieve the stress of the retirement plan. It will relieve and it will relax you during retirement because you don't have to worry the checks in the mailbox. So, yeah, we'll be doing it at Madeline's on the 18th and 23rd. Again, it's all educational. A lot of people do come up afterwards and take us up on coming into the office and having us put together the retirement roadmap for them. And they see, you know, the difference between using one, not using one. And we do give you choices. You know, we're not all about shoving an annuity into the plan. It's okay. Here's a guaranteed strategy for you. Here's a non-guaranteed strategy for you. Which one do you like? And then we always throw in a combination of strategies. Some of it's guaranteed, some of it's not. So we give you a lot of choices with this retirement roadmap. It's not, hey, this is it. This is the only thing for you. Go do it and, you know, don't be a fool. That's not how it works. It's okay. How can we help you? Well, here's three different ways we can help you. And again, most people don't have a plan. That's how they come into the office. They're like, yeah, I never saw that before. You know, I never had thought of having a plan, but yeah, we want to have one put together. So it's been very successful. We've been very busy, you know, but we do have time for more. We've expanded our office. You know, we have a couple more planners and a couple more back office staff helping us put these all together. So we're willing to take on some more clients.
Find out more at maddenwealth.com. Kevin Madden is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Madden Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance and annuities offered through Kevin Madden, New Jersey Insurance License 893-4505.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.